Dear Ein Vav, Yom Gimel, Pashas Mishpatim.
Domar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ledivre ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito, ledivre ha-poisel bo, poisel bebito. Rab Lozor Omar, ledivre ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito. Omar Rabbi, my time at the Rabbi Lezer, Bishlim E, Isle Chazok at the Kashres, Bito Lesa Chazok at the Kashres. So as Mevur in the Gemore, we have a Machlekes, Le Divri HaMachshir Bo, Machshir Bebito, or Poisel Bebito. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, HaMachshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. And we spoke out, and as a Machlekes Rishonim, Teisves in Rashi, Teisves in Dav Chovov, Ben Rashi, they learn pshat, ledivrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. The reason the daughter is kosher, because she has a cheskas kashrus. How she has a cheskas kashrus, we will explain. Oh, but she has a cheskas kashrus. This is shitas Rashi. On cheskas kashrus, Rashi hold, you're not believed anyways. Shitas ha-rosh and daftes, the daughter taki doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. And she's never mitzad bori. Shmaise at kash is how the bori helps. It's bori al yidei achel. Aber shitas Rashi and Teisus ledivri ha-machshir bo machshir bebito cheskas ei mehani lebas. Cheskas ei mehani lebas. And the kash is how the cheskas ei is mehani lebas. We spoke about this chelik in Amud Aleph. I want to go over the two tzdodim and with that we'll build the hemshach ha-sugi. We mentioned that Shitas Rashi, the way the Shav Shmaisa explained Shitas Rashi, and this is what we're learning with Shitas Rashi, Avada the daughter doesn't have a chazoke. We have the elike words of the Gemara, Bito my time, less le chazoke de kashras. The daughter doesn't have be'etzem acheskas kashras. This is Loshon HaGemara, Bito less le acheskas kashras. So if the daughter doesn't have a cheskas kashras, so why le divrei ha-machshir bo machshir bebito? Ari Rashi holds that you need a cheskas kashras. Teisus in Chovov says she has a cheskas kashras. Why le divrei ha-machshir bo machshir bebito? Where is the cheskas kashras? Zok the Shav Shmaisa, a very simple vote. I clear on the mother if she's kosher likehuna or not. The mother has a cheskas kashras that she's kosher likehuna. So I decide that who was the boyel? He was not a bad person, he was a good person. So now that I know that the boyel was a good person, the mele, I know that the vlad is kosher. Because it's considered one shaila. We explained it. It's not two shailas. It's considered one shaila. We have one shaila. Who is this boyel? If he's a posul, the mother is posul, and the vlad is a chalola. If he's kosher, the mother is kosher, and the vlad is a kosher. So it's considered one shaila. It's not two shailas. One maisa does both things. The beer for the mother passes the baby. The postul passes the baby. B'meile, if I machri on the mother that she did a beer ksheira, so the vlad is kosher. The moshul that we bought was the maisa vilne. The bosul was poirish, some of the bosul was kavua. Vala decided on the bosul that was poirish, that called the porish, meruba porish. So even the bosul that was kavua, the same animal, chatzi was porish, chatzi was kavua, zog de shav shmaise, Val called the porish meruba porish. So I have a achroya on the roiv. So it's machriya to me also on the other part. So here also the achroya on the mother is machriya on the vlad. This is the hezba b'das Rashi. Teisves. And the Chavav Amud Beis learns different. Cheskas Avese. The kid is a part of the father. So not the Pshat I Machri on the father, but Mele I Machri on the kid. The kid is like a piece of the father. So the kid has the Zelbe Chazoke of the father. You hear the difference? Lefi Rashi, the kid doesn't have no Cheskas Kashas. Vala Machri on the Shaila and the mother, but Mele I know that the kid is okay. Lefites is not because I'm a chri on the mother, I know the kid is okay. The kid is a piece of the mother. So if the mother had a chazoka that she's okay, the kid has created from her, he's becheskas that he's okay. Even at Be'etzim we clear how he's created. And if he's created bad, he's not created good. But this is the aside of cheskas avese. We say that the chefze, when her stomach starts to have something inside, it's the chefze is okay. And Kozman, I don't think that it's not okay, it's becheskas that it's okay. Where's the nafkamine? Mother or father, doesn't make a difference. Cheskes imeser aves is the same zach. Where we see the nafkamina, Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us the first nafkamina. I want this to be closed because after this is closed, the cheshbonos of Rabbi Kiva Eger later are very large. Zog Rabbi Kiva Eger and nafkamina. Lo yitzur lemoshal, the mother is a grusha anyways. She's possibly kehuna. Was a grusha. She's grusha for 10 years. Now, she's more beres. Could be she married a kosher yid, a normal Yisrael. A normal Yisrael that marries a grusha, the kid is a elikei kid. If she marries a goy, so the kid is, the daughter is possibly kehuna. You don't know who she married. Lefi Rashi, I'm not down on the mother if she's okay or not. I'm not down on the mother if she's okay or not. I know the mother is okay. Or I know the mother is not okay. She's a grusha. So I don't down on the mother. To down on the kid, you can't down on the kid. The kid doesn't have a chazoke. Masha'engel if he tastes this. So you're right that the mother was a grusha, but her body was not a chalola. She's not a chalola. She's a grusha. She's not allowed to marry a koyin. So then, could be the kid will have a chazoke that is not a chalol. Could be. Kveg is mesupik. No, if he tastes it, don't have to down on the mother. I down on the kid. Lefi Taisus, the kid has a chazoka exactly like the mother. Lefi Taisus, the kid and the mother is one body. The same chazoka of the mother the kid has. One afkemine. At least in Rashi it's clear that b'chai gavne the kid will not be okay. And Taisus is not so poshut. Another afkemine that is even more clear. Fakel, you have a koyen. He marries a lady. You're not sure if the lady is a grusha or not. Two people say yes, two people say not. Now she has a baby. The kid is a koyan or not? A koyan married a lady, suffek grusha, suffek not grusha. So a koyan marries a lady, suffek if she's a grusha, suffek if she's not a grusha. You don't know. You're mesupek if this kid is a grusha, the mother was a grusha or not. If she's a grusha, the kid is not a koyan. If she's not a grusha, the kid is a koyan. So now you're mesupik. Zog Teisvis, I have cheskes kashrus. The father was a koyan. What comes out of the koyan, we stam is a koyan. So you have a suffik if the mother is a grusha or not. You go basa chazoke, that the father is a koyan, the kid is a koyan. Rashi says the kid is not a koyan. Why? Chazoke, the father doesn't help legabe the kid. Now, if the koyan marries a grusha, he stays a koyan. So I'm not down on the koyan, right? So mir is a Rashi, the kid will not be a koyan. Rashi says that already will. But on them, Rashi, the kid will not be a koyin b'chai gavne. So here is the machlekes. The machlekes is klo. Lefi Rashi, the gather of the chazoke of the sugi is I'm achriya on the mother, and while it's the same story, I'm achriya b'mele. The story of the vlad is muchra, even that he doesn't have a chazoke. Mashengel lefi teisus, the chazoke of the mother is the same chazoke of the vlad. Chazoke of the father is the same. So even in the case that you're not done on the father, the moshul, something if he married a grusha or not, the father doesn't change. Lefi Rashi, the kid is not a kohen because I don't have, I was never done on the father. If he married a grusha or not, mashengel lefi teisus, the chovav the kid is a koyin. And as I said, Rabbi Kiva Eger fuck out if the mother is a grusha. So lefi Rashi, I'm not down on the mother. So memele, the vlad will not be kosher. Even Alibud Rabbi Gamliel in our sugya. So grusha she nisa bro. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the vlad is not kosher. It's no chazoke. But she ain't lefi teisus, yes, she is tape. Dos is klo. This is Shitas Rashi and Teisus. Le'umas them, we saw, the Rosh and Daftes said, the Vlad is bichlal not coming mitzad chazoke. So Aleph, take the Rosh very strong. The Hainu, he disagrees to the chazoke, Saif Rashi and Saif Teisus. The Rosh says the Vlad doesn't have no chazoke. Saif Teisus, Saif Rashi, doesn't hold the Vnachor. He doesn't hold if that's one body. The Mele, the Vlad doesn't have no chazoke, so the Rosh. So why the Vlad is kosher? Bori. And it's a chidush that Bori b'Yisurim helps. We are not going with the Rosh. We're going with Rashi and Teisus. Rashi and Teisus, there is a chazoke. Or the Rashi is Malach, or the Teisus is Malach. And we mentioned, so the Shoshmaise, we have a kasha, how the Bori of the mother helps to the kid. So lefi the Rosh, it's a starke kasha. Bori al de'acher. And we said the Shmaiser says, "Well, it's negate." But she ain't gonna the Shmaiser lefi Rashi. It's not a kasha. I don't need a bori on the kid. I'm achriya on the mother. After I'm achriya on the mother, but maybe the kid is okay. I don't need the bori to work by the kid lefi the Shmaiser. I'm not talking. Even if it tastes could be, he says, "Well, I might be the same chazoke by the father." It's when the mamshich to the kid can't say. Again, The Rosh learns that the kid doesn't have a chazaka. He's working with a direct bori. Frek de shmeise, bori al deyacher. Zog de belchonon, val ze baal dovo, like we mentioned yesterday. Bayos ois chovob, bo bebasro ois tov samach. But, lefi rashi zog de shav shmeise, shmeise beis, havada de kasha never started. Even if you need a bori, we're super good, we need a bori lefi rashi, but even if you need, are we need legavi the mother, not legavi the kid. After I'm achri on the mother, b'meila I'm achri on the kid. This is the tzus of the shmais. This is the tzus of the shmais. No, the fitesis could be also, it's not two chazokes, it's one chazoke, so it could be if the bori already is maimid al cheskos, but I'm not sure. But if Rashi, it's clear. The Shmaisa Beikir is busy with Shitas Rashi. The way the Shmaisa takes the whole sugis with Shitas Rashi, the Achroi of the mother is Machir Klapi the kid. This, I think, when Masber already, it's a Klorazach. Let me get into the second chelik of the sugia. Man de machshir bo, machshir bebito. Rashi says in Amud Aleph, Man de machshir bo machshir bebito im ha'ubor hazeh, im ha'uboros hazeh, nekeivo tinose lekehuna. This lady has a baby. If it's a girl, the shaila is machshir bo machshir bebito. The daughter is muter lekehuna. Why Rashi is talking about the kehuna? Why Rashi is talking about the daughter? Why Rashi is not talking about the boy? If this baby is a boy, so the shaila, if he's a kohen, so kohen he can't be, we saw in the sugi later, that he has to have zarim yuchas achov. But the shaila is, if he's a chalol or not. Why is only a shaila if the girl is a chalol, or clear if the boy is a chalol? Again, if you have a normal lady that marries a guy, the kid that comes out is a yid, he's allowed to love her because akma bas bas yisrael avlad kosher, but if she's a daughter, she can't marry a kohen. She's a chalala. From a bias isur, you come a chalala. If he's a zachol, he's a cholol. Cholol is allowed to marry Israeli. Cholol is, and he's allowed to marry Bnei Iskoyanim also. Cholol doesn't have a isur be'etzem. Lehuzru ksheres linos lepsulim. So Rashi says, where could be the nafkimina legabi the daughter? The mother, shaila, if she's allowed to marry a kohen or not. What could be a shaila legabi the daughter? So Rashi, if she could marry a kohen or not? Forget Rashi had a diuk. Why machshir bo machshir bebito? Say machshir bo machshir bebino. Why to talk about a daughter? The teretz is the boy is not nafkemina. The boy is not nafkemina. If he's a cholol, he's allowed to marry who he wants. What? But he's allowed to marry everyone that he wants. I mean, zog de teisus harosh. No, even by a boy is a nafkemina lechure. If he's a cholol, if he will marry a lady, or if he will have a daughter, if that daughter is allowed to marry a kohen, again, she has a goy married. Suffolk if the goy married a lady, machshir bo machshir bebito. So Rashi, she's muter lekuna. The daughter is muter lekuna. Rashi is not talking about the boy. Why not? Pashas, because the boy is not nafkemina. Zog the Ritva, aber lechur could be a nafkemina. If the boy is a cholol, if this boy will marry a different lady, what would be the aloch if that lady? What would be the aloch if that lady? He passes the lady or doesn't pass the lady? Zog the Teisarosh, if he will marry a different lady, she will stay kosher. Even that the aloche that cholol that marries a lady becomes posel lekehuna. So be'etzem, if this boy is a cholol now and he marries a lady and then he dies, she has to be also lekehuna. He says, "Well, she had a cheskes kashas before she married him, so misafik he can't posel her. His cheskes kashas, she has a cheskes kashas. He is a safik cholol. He doesn't aser her misafik." אז זה תסרוש. אין רשי שתית נשת הזה. אין רשי, נקס דיבר המסר שתית, ואם זוכרו, ביטוי ואלמנוי סוי, רשי שתית כלור, ולמען דלי מחשו בביטוי, his אלמנו will be also לכהונה. So we have interesting מחלקס. Again, the Gemara says, "Man de machshir bo machshir bebito." We're not speaking about a boy, because be'etzem is not enough kamina be'etzem legabi the boy. He's allowed to marry everyone. But Rashi says, "Avada, if you would marry someone, that lady will be also lekehuna." Why we didn't speak about it? We spoke about it. Machshir bebito, bito, machshir the daughter. His wife is also bito. His daughter is also bito. We speak about the negeva. But the man is not enough kamina. He's allowed to marry. What? Her daughter is allowed to marry, and his wife is allowed to marry. It's the same thing. Why do you speak about his son if his wife is allowed to marry? I will speak about the daughter if she's allowed to marry. And as I said in Rashi Le'edya, that be'etzim, the alamol, if at the tzad that he's a cholol, so the daughter is also likuhuna, and the son's wife is also likuhuna. As I said in Rashi. Now we spoke about her because it's the same thing be'etzim. And Teisarosh says no. Even only by Nekeva, she's also lekehuna lemandama that it's also. Lemandama is mutar muta. But lemandama that it's also, the daughter is also. But him, even if you become a cholol, you will marry a lady, that lady will stay muta lekehuna because she has a cheskes kashrus. Yeshli is topic. Because his wife has a cheskes kashrus, it could be his daughter also has a cheskes kashrus. He does not have, he has a suffix. So Pash is also his daughter, but especially he didn't speak about his daughter. Mikol Makoim. This is the Gemara. So Avada steht, man de machshir bo, machshir bebito. Man de machshir bo, machshir bebito. Machshir bebito. Is machshir the daughter. Is machshir the daughter. Legabi what? Legabi kihuna. So we said, legabi the boy, it's not such a big nafkamina, because even if he's a cholol, everyone is allowed to marry him. Everyone is allowed to marry him. Shad if he asks his wife. The Tesaror says that not, Rashi says yes. So we spoke about the daughter. This is the clone of the sugya. Now, let me gain. The kasha atzuma is, lechaura is a poshta nafkemina even legabi the boy. Nafkemina legabi the boy. If the boy is a mamzer, so the kid is a mamzer, so he's also lovey bekol. And the rabbanon is also. If the boy is a mamzer, so it's also. If the boy is a nosin, it's also. So we have to know if he's muta lovi bekol or also lovi bekol. Why we only speak about the daughter? Why we only speak about the daughter? We understand. Rashi said lekehuna because we spoke about a girl. But why we speak only about a girl? Arey it's negea also legabe a boy, and it's be'etzem a often a gemora in kiddushin. We saw it in Teisa Dibra Maschil Machshir. The gemora says if a lady becomes meuberes, and we ask her what it is, so butduki, we ask him from where is this kid? She says from a kosher. So the gemora keman ki rabban gamliel. But lefi Rabbi Yeshua, the kid is also lovey bekol. So the man the machshibo machshibabito, you could speak about the boy. Like we mentioned from Kivaiga. We have to choshesh, maybe he's a mamzer, maybe he's a nothing. Why to speak only on a girl? Are the zelbe sugye is nugia legabi the boy. Taisit brings it down to the Brahmaschil Machshir. The Amrin Gabi Abashol, your curl is shtuki bduki, Shaboit kimis ima, if I meres le kosher nivalti. We speak about the boy. Uporik kiman ki rabban gamliel. Tanine chodazimne. Hoysum uberes. Or Mishneh, state that Rabbi Gamliel believes the Gabi de Vlad, state clear in the Gemara that it's not only the Gabi a girl, it's also the Gabi a boy. If Rabbi Gamliel is Ne'emenes, Rabbi Shua is Eino Ne'emenes. So the question is, why Rashi said Lekehuno? I understand why Rashi said Lekehuno, because the Gemara speaks about Machshir Bo, Machshir Bebito. Why Davka to speak about a Bito? Yeah, about no. At that duke alone, Zog the Ritva would not be such a stark dig. We speak about the mother. We spoke about the daughter. Ari legabi the mother, it's only negia legabi kihuna. So machshuba, machshubita. We wanted to speak something similar. Machshuba legabi kihuna, machshu the son legabi something else. So we spoke small. We migret. But the kasha is beetsam. Rashi says bita lekihuna. What happened legabi under epsulit? So ora bepsha again. First, to know the halacha, people have a big mistake. The Rabbi Gamliel that says that she's muter is lovey bekol, and Rabbi Yeshua asers lovey bekol, to make it clear. Gemara and Kiddushin, that Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's Osur Lovay Bekol. The Vlad is Osur Lovay Bekol. The state clause in Tesvis. So Man the Mashu Mashu Bebito is Lovay Bekol. Not only the Kehuna. So we have a Oreo why Rashi spoke about Kehuna. Rashi had to say, Mashu Bo, Mashu Bebito, even Lovay Bekol. Let me just be minded. A minute. So Mitzad the Oreo and Rashi, we could answer the Rashi easy. Rashi says l'rivuse, that even l'kihuna she's mutar. Not only love it b'kol, ari b'kihuna is alam olmayla osu b'yuchsim. Rabbi Gamliel trusts so much, afilu l'kihuna. Yeah, we're gishmak if Rashi would say afilu. It's chaval. If Rashi would say the word afilu, then I would say that.
Why
does
Rashi say
mayla gamikul? Ba. But that's a chlori gemore. Look at this brings down. Second teretz could be that while the sugya is talking about medaberes, not legavi de vlad, when the sugya spoke about the mother, the sugya spoke about medaberes. And in medaberes, it's only yichud. Here we're talking about a baby. So the fear of sure the baby is also bekol, and Gabriel is muto bekol. But the beginning of the sugya was only also a sugya medaberes. Dear Rashi, I learned in Oisim ala Yichud that medaberes, Rabbi Yeshua only asked le kehuno and not le gabi andere zachen. And apotropos le arayis, but Rabbi Gamliel asked, this is, he didn't learn like that. Gabi, married or not married. But Rashi learned that it's only le gabi kehuno. So you're right that le gabi the kid, that was a really a bia, was a big reyuse. Dear Rabbi Yeshua Asus love it because Rabbi Gamliel is matir love it because. But while the Gabi medaberes, Rashi was maimi the sugi le Gabi kihuna. So Rashi was maimi the whole sugi le Gabi kihuna. Aba mikol b'koim both tirutzim adoichak. So be'etzem our ore is machshir bo machshir bebito. Be'etzem it's a diuk in the Gemara that bepashas meret le Gabi kihuna. And the shaila is. Even the next sugya we see, we're talking about Gabi Kehuna. And the shaila is, L'chaura, the Gemara says, Klo, that is the Zelbe shaila, that Lefi Rabbi Gamliel, she's Mutar Lovi Bekol, and Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, she's Osur Lovi Bekol. Alibed Rabbi Yeshua, it's Osur Lovi Bekol. So, man the Machshir, Machshir Lovi Bekol. Man the Asa, Asa's Lovi Bekol. So why it's not mentioned? This is the Ore that we have to answer. Rashi sticks to Loshana Gemara. So to answer this, Lama Heitzachot. In the Rambam, in Isurei Bie, Perek Tesvov, Alochi Yudbeis Yudalet, the Rambam paskins like this. A lady is Meuberes, they ask him, what is the story of this baby? If she says, Lekosher Nivalti, the baby is okay. If she says, Lemamzer Nivalti, we don't believe her. I mean to say, this stays Sofek, Sofek Mamzer is also with the Rabban. So if she says Lemamzer Nivalti, she's also Misofik. The Vlad is also. We don't believe her. So like she doesn't talk. What if she doesn't talk? The Vlad is also Misofik. Sofik Mamzer. Loshen Bduki. Boitki Moise. Close man, you don't check him. This is the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Vlad is also Misofik. But Bduki. You have to check if the Vlad is kosher or not. The Vlad is also Misofik. Bduki. She Boitki Moise. So the Vlad is also Misofik. If she says Lekosher Nivalti, she's believed. Fregin Ale Meforshim, why Lekosher Nivalti she's believed and Leposul Nivalti she's not believed? She says Lekosher Nivalti, the kid is okay. She says Leposul Nivalti, the kid is not okay. Why? I'm sorry, the kid is not posul. He's not kosher, but he's not posul. I'm sorry. But again, she's believed to say Lekosher Nivalti and the Vlad is kosher. She's not believed to say Leposul Nivalti, so we leave it Misofik. Misofik, the kid is posul. Frek the Ritva, Magid Mishneh, all the Meforshim. Why? When she says Lekosher Nivalti, we believe her. Her body helps. When she says Leposul Nivalti, we don't believe her. And the kid stays a Sofik. The Loshon HaRachonim, of course she can. If Lekashim Lovi Bekol, she's Neman, to passel it, to say that he's possible. Why she's not believed to passel it? Again, the Rambam paskens lekosher nivaltish is believed, leposel nivaltish is not believed, and the kid stays sofek mazur that bid the rabbanon is also. But the rice is sofek mazur is mutar bid the rabbanon is also. So the Ritva answers, so when she says lekosher nivaltish, she has a chizkas kashrus. Bori plus chizkas kashrus. When she says leposel nivalti, she doesn't have a chizkas kashrus mesayah. Bori on a chizkas kashrus, she doesn't have a siyua. As I zog the Ritva. So again, the halacha is when she says lekosher nivaltish is believed, leposel nivaltish is not believed. The haynu b'meila stays a suffix. Why here you believe, here you don't believe? Zog the Ritva. Here's a cheskas kashas, here's no cheskas kashas. Bori plus cheskas kashas is an emodus. Cheskas emani lebas. But the whole shikotayet that we said. Avad. Shmeise, teisves, all this baby. The Magid Mishnah doesn't like this teretz. Maybe later you will have to explain why. So the Magid Mishnah repeats the kasha also. Frag the Magid Mishnah. Why she's neman to say lekosher nivalti, and she's not neman to say leposel nivalti? As I frag the Magid Mishnah. Zog the Magid Mishnah, a givaldika teretz. He says like this. Be'etzem, sofek mam... Why don't say cheskes kashas beisach mishnah? Zog the Magid Mishnah, be'etzem, every sofek mamzer is mutar min ha-teir. Even when it's roi psulim, we said yesterday from the Shmaise, it's called mamzer vade ve'loi mamzer sofek. Mamzer vade ve'loi mamzer sofek. So midoi reise, be'etzem, the kid is okay. So why he's also? Why sofek mamzer is also? Why is something mamzer is also? I mean, the rice of the kid is okay. The teretz is, but the rabbon. So when a lady is nivel, you're not so sure if she was nivel to a mamzer or not. But the rice, what is the halacha? She's mutter. Why she's also the rabbon? She's also the rabbon. I mean, the rice bechefta, she's mutter. I mean to say, even if it happens, she's mutter. Mamzer b'alim, mamzer sofer. The whole zach is the rabbon. Hem omru vehem omru. So they believe in a bori. But you want them to believe it to be possible? That's the teretz of the Magid Mishnah. That's the Magid Mishnah. Domit. V'hoyo nire. Shekoshikin lifsoil. Delayach shudu atei yanatzrichim lo. Domit dinu layavi ala sofik mamzer. Mumchim gom ala belakol. Yad rabbonon gozru alei ve'eminu b'shir divreyem. אבל ליפסל קיימו לו מראי סמוטר לו ובקול ועושו בממזרס אם היו מאמינים היו סומטירים היו סוממזרס היו מקילים בשל תאירה so מדי ראי זה שיז אוקיי so רבון אני לבורי נו they trust her אבל what do I say they will believe that she's a mamzer and she will be marrying a different mamzer הרי מדי ראי זה she's not a mamzer she's suffering mamzer is mutter so what is the answer זוג דמגין משנה הם אמרו והם אמרו הם אמרו והם אמרו סופק מאמזר הזמותו מן התארה יהודה, סופק מאמזר הזמותו מן התארה במילא מדי רייסה שזמותו לא בי בקול הם אמרו not to trust it ועל הם אמרו not to trust it במילא they rely on a body they rely on a body ועל הם אמרו they rely on a body מה שאין כן to say possible מדי רייסה it's okay she's not believed עד כאן דברי המגיד משנה. פרקט רב קיבי איגר ביס מאיר שוב שמייסה so comes out לפי דה מגיד משנה שום I don't want to say like the ריטבו and he says why she's believed to say לקושר ניבלתי why the mother is never on the vlad Why he didn't say, Lama Zogan, he didn't learn that there's a Cheskashas on the Vlad, Vesach Mish. Why she's Nemon on the Vlad? Because Hem Amru Vem Amru. Why it's Midar Abonon, Gidei Raisa, Sofik Mamzer is Mutter. But she ain't going to pass, so they not believe. Frek dem Shav Shmaise, Frek Trap Kive Eiger, Frek dem Ismeir. And our Sugya state, that the mother is Nemon to say that the Vlad is Kosher Likeuna. That she's not a Chalolo. How she's never to say on the Vlad that she's kosher lekeuna? Are you told me now that the only reason she's never to say that he's not a mamzer, because sofik mamzer is mutar min ha-teir? Aber legabi to say that he's kosher likuhuno, sofik cholol is not mutar min ha-teire. Sofik mamzer is mutar min ha-teire. So how you learn our sugya? How you learn our sugya? How you learn our sugya? Dehainu, not. I want to explain. The achroinim understand that the Magin Mishnah learned that the Vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. Hello, the Vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. While the Vlad doesn't have a cheskas kashrus, So the Magin Mishnah had a kasha, why the mother has believed that Teretz is because midoiraisa is sofik mamzer is muta. So the Vlad midoiraisa is muta anyway. It's only a need midarabonon also. Hemamru vehemamru. The minute to say puzzle, they don't believe it. This is what the Magid Mishnah learned. So they asked if this is the pshat that he holds that there's no chazok and the vlad, and why the mother is believed. He didn't answer like the Ritva. He answered that the reason the mother is believed is because is a b'day raisi, you don't need a nemanis. If you need a nemanis, it doesn't work. He doesn't learn from chazok. He didn't answer like the Ritva that to kash is chazok, to pasal is no chazok. So what he answered, the mother is believed because b'day raisi, you don't need eidus. Frank up kivegesh of shmeise. And Bismeir, our sugya state that the mother is Neman afilu legabi kiuno. Machshu mebito that she could marry a kohen. Why she's Neman? If the kid doesn't have a chazoke, why the mother will be Neman? The Magid Mishnah explained that the whole reason the mother is Neman is because mit der Reise the Vlad is okay. The whole shail is mit der Rabbanon. The minute the mother is believed. But legabi kiuno, you can't say it. If legabi kiuno, you can't say it. So frag the Bishop Shmeise, so why in our sugi you believed? So it's three drachim. Bishop Shmeise says, Ein echanami, she's not believed legabi kihuna. She's not believed. He says he has a raya. Open Loshana Rambam. Why the Rambam didn't mention that she's kosher lekihuna? The Rambam is busy. Yom mamzer nish mamzer. Yom mamzer. Say! V'imamro, aloch yudalet, pnuyo shezintzo v'amro ben zeploiniu, kosher areya ben kosher, lekiruno. V'iroeli she'ein enem alem, ashu mamzer. Ari the opposite from a mamzer is a kosher, not a koyen. Why the Rambam doesn't say that ne'emen es lema, she'avlat, kosher lekiruno? The Teretz is zog deshov shmaise, she can't be believed. Machshir bo machshir bebito, fakert from Rashi. Not lekiruno. Only for andere zachen.
Boys lekiruno
for sure.
What? Boys lekiruno. So that's a plug-in.
Boys lekiruno. But the vlad is lemelei leyuchse. As then the shav shmeisu wants to learn lechoyim rakushia. Vali learned that the magid mishnah learned that there's no cheskasei me'ani lebas and there's no chazoke on the daughter. B'meile ein echenami. And she's not believed. I the gemore is talking love bekol. The Gemara is not talking about the Gabi Kihuna. Aye, so why the Gemara spoke about the daughter, not spoke about the boy? So the Shmaisa asks it, and he says, L'rivuse, that even if she's also the Kihuna, she's Mutar Lekol. As I said, the Shmaisa. So, it's not the way to learn. I'm asking. But L'choy Merakush, it's not the Shmaisa. So we have two Mehalchim. A Rab Kivei Heger's Mehalch, and a Bismeir's Mehalch. Rab Kivei Heger says like this. Rab Kivei Heger zog tase. Zog Rab Kivei Heger. Zog dem Kibbe Eiger, Azacha. Avade de Shov Shmais, Avade de Magin Mishne Nu, en Ar Gemore steht, dat she's Mutter le Kehuna, she's Mutter le Kehuna. Zog dem Kibbe Eiger, lo yala al Adas, dat she's also le Kehuna. Lo shen a Gemore mach shubo, is Mutter le Kehuna. And why? Cheskas Ei mehani le Bas. Cheskas Ei mehani le Bas. So why the Magid Mishnah has to say that the mother is believed because Sofik the Rabbanon Lekule? Because Sofik Mamzer is Mutar, Hemamru Vehemamru. Answer that she's believed because she has a Chazok. Zog Rab Kivei Heger, the Magid Mishnah came to take care of a problem. What is the case? Said like this. You have a lady married. And she comes up with a baby. Her husband is not around already for a long time. We tell her, Mat tiba shelu boze. She already is osur lekehuna. Yeah, she was mezan. Her husband was away. She's meuberes. She could answer one of the two. She could say it's from a goy, so the kid is not a mamzer. And she could say, a yid was mad at me, and then the kid is a mamzer. She says, it's from a goy. She's ne'emenes or not? Shteit in Rambam, she's ne'emenes. Right? She's ne'emenes. Same thing in Pnuya. Well, we'll start with this case. The mother doesn't have a cheskes kashrus. We don't down on the mother anymore. Arei legabi the mother, doesn't make a difference who she did. She stays muta, she doesn't become a mamzer, either way. Even if she marries a Yisrael, the mother doesn't become a mamzer. The mother? And lekuhuna, she's also anyways. So b'meila, we can down on the mother. We said from the Rashi, if you don't down on the mother, you don't have a chazaka in the daughter. So the Magid Mishnah had a kashe, how the Rambam says, I said that in every case in the world, the mother has believed. Are it's not true? Not in every case the mother has believed. If it's mitzad the chazoke, the cheskes kashrus, it's only in the case that the mother. So it says like this: machshir bo, machshir bebito. When you have to dan on the mother, then it's machshir bebito. Regish mak loshon haGemara. Machshir bo, machshir bebito. But lo yitzir is not machshir bo. Because she's a grusha, the daughter will not be kosher lekeuna. But the Rambam says that the gabi yuchsin is nemon. The Torah says the gabi yuchsin sofek mamzer is mutar min ha-teire. So var sofek mamzer is mutar min ha-teire. Hem amru ve hem amru. So zog dem kivei eger, we divide it to two. We divide it to two. Dehainu. Some noshim that we dad, like we learn in Rashi. When we dan on the mother, we machriya klapi the vlad. The vlad has a cheskes kashrus. So that the mother didn't change, the Vlad didn't change, she stayed a koyet. So the kusher lekeuna, the Vlad stayed kusher lekeuna. But when we not done on the mother, lemoshel. When there's a mamzer, the mamzer doesn't change the mother. So now it's a suffix if she married a mamzer or not. In this case, so Kvega explains. In Ilo Yitzir, the case is like argimore, that the mother had a cheskes kashrus, machshir bo. Then we could marshal the daughter, and the mother will be named on mitzad. Bori vechazok el cheskas ei mehani lebas. If I machri on the mother, I machri on the daughter. If I machri on the mother, I machri on the daughter. Boish, I machri on the mother, I machri on the mother, I machri on the daughter. Mashein kein, mashein kein. Lo yitzir, the mother doesn't have a cheskas kashrus. Kegoin eishes ish nisabro or grusha. That doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, so there the vlad will take not be kosher. But the legabi lo be bikol et a vayter rabbi muta. This is Rabbi Kivei Eiger's plan. Now we have a pshat why Rashi said lekeuna. Take our sugi is lekeuna. Our sugi machshir bo machshir bebito. We talk about the same thing. We speak legabi keuna. Avada the Gemara says who adin legabi yuchsin. We have the zel b'shaile. Like Abba Yuchsim will have the Zelbe Shaila. Abba, by us, if you have a Cheskes Kashrus, even Kehuna, Koshik and Yuchsim. You're right, you'll have cases that Eina Chanami will be no Cheskes Kashrus, because I'm not done on the mother. Abba, like Abba Yuchsim, Vaita Rabbi Mutar Mitzad. The second Aloche, because Sofek Mamzer is Mutar Minateira. This is Rabbi Kivei Eiger's plan. The Beis Meir takes it to one more step. And we have to be a big lamdan to understand the Bismeir. But I think it makes sense. The Bismeir zokta zei. The daughter is kosher lekehuna because she has a cheskes kashrus. Why? The daughter doesn't have a chazoka, but cheskes ei mehani lebas. Some Kivayger said, some cases it doesn't work. Zok the Bismeir. But listen till then. Zok the Bismeir. Zog the Beis Meir. I tine zog the Beis Meir. The chazoke of the mother never helps legabi lovi bekol. Never. Not only in a case like Rabbi Kivei Eiger, that if the mother was a grusha of shezeishes ish, and I can't be machshir lekehuna, so then I can't use the chazoke, so I don't have a chazoke legabi de vlad, so I have to come to the Magid Mishneh. Zog de Beis Meir, Simen Dalet, and in the brackets, you know, Simen Dalet. Zog de Beis Meir. Every time when you have a lady, every time, and she becomes mu'uberes. Every time when you have a lady and she becomes mu'uberes, klape de kehuna, the mother is kosher, the vlad is kosher. Klape yuchsin, the chazak if the mother doesn't talk about yuchsin, right? But the mother doesn't make a difference if it's a legabi kehuna. Or but not legabi kehuna, her chazakah doesn't say. So b'meile, legabi lovi b'kol, she's also lovi b'kol. The kid is also lovi b'kol. Legabi kehuna, he's muter, but he's also lovi b'kol. What? So he can't marry a kohen? The answer is, Dr. Magin Mishneh, legabi yuchzin, I have a different shtickle teire. That sofik mamzer is mutum la teire, em amru ve em amru. That doesn't help legabi kuna, legabi kuna, I use the chazoke. Aber legabi yuchzin, the chazoke doesn't help. Chazoke machriya de shayla, only klapi kuna, not legabi mamzer. I know it sounds very hard to understand. Why? I'll explain it. I thought it's a very hard, but I think I have a good mashal that all of you will say like the Bismayit. Listen, I have a city of six people. The whole city is six people, okay? I'm sorry. The whole city is six people. Five of them are psulim, one of them is a kohen. Five psulim, one a kohen. A small city. This lady was nival to one of the people in the city. She's kosher lekuna, she's kosher apostle. Abba Gamliel is machsher afilu b'roi psulim. Kosher apostle. Kosher. The kid is a kohen? The kid is a kohen or not? For sure not. For sure not. Cheskes Kasher says that the kid is a kohen. Because she's Cheskes Kasher, the kid is a kohen. For sure the kid is not a kohen. Cheskes Kasher can't tell me that he's a kohen. Even there is no different way to say it. This is posh. What? It's Pashut, I say. Cheskes Kashrus will never say that a kid is a Kohen. I said, what Kohen to be in Miyuchas Achov? Again, it's not right to the next Sugya. So I added. Mishmegat to the Miyuchas Achov now. It's only different dealing with the Rabbon and Taisa says, Midorais, you'll be a Kohen. Avadanat. Not even a Suffolk. Why? Come on, try to understand why. Why? What is the Avada? Why is that a Kohen? The Chazoka says that he did it with this one. So why is that a Kohen? What is the answer? What is the answer? Why is that a Kohen? Why is that a Kohen? Chazoka says that Cheskes Kasher says that I have to do it with this person. If I have to do it with this person, I have to be a Kohen. On Zam Yuchasach, no Shaykhis. You know yourself, there's no Shaykhis. What is that Avada? I'm not using now, I know some want to say, to use the Chazanish, it only says not Psulim, it doesn't say yes, Kohen, Avada, you could use that kind of thing that we used once. Chazaka says, what not, but I'm shkumen to them. It's for sure the same lom as Be'etzer. Chazaka says not Posul, it doesn't say yes, Kohen. Yeah. The answer is, the pshat is, the Chazaka has a Chazaka that she stayed muter b'kol. Not the machia who it was. B'meile, zok de b'ismeir, I'm taking it now one more step. Rab Kiveger said nishtas. Rab Kiveger said, cheskasei me'ani lebas, and if the mother is kosher lekehuno, the chazoke will say that if Vlad married a kosher a person, and his mutar lovi b'kol. If I dan on the mother, and I'm machia that she didn't be a ksheiro, so the Vlad will be mutar lovi b'kol mitzad chazoke. As Rab Kiveger learned. Just he said, will be a case that I cannot use the chazoke, and that case that I cannot use the chazoke, then the Magid Mishnah came to the second pshat. Avad, in the case of our sugi, I'm achriya on the mother that she did it with kosher, so the vlad is kosher lekuna, but I know she did it with a kosher, so she's mutar lavi b'kol. The Magid Mishnah meant that lo yitzum eshesish nisabro or grusha nisabro, that I can't down on the mother, like we said in Teis in Daf Chavov, if a father suffer grusha when I'm not down on the father because there's no nafkamina, there is no cheskasei me'ani lebas, there the Magid Mishnah had to come to hishnichel teir. Didn't make a mission at this Rabbi Kiveger. Zog de Bismeir, I'm going now one more step. So you mask him that the Cheskes Kasher cannot be machir legabi mamzeres. Lo yitzur the mother is a grusha. So then the Cheskes Kasher doesn't speak legabi mamzeres. Mask him. Lo yitzur she zeh shesish, Cheskes Kasher is not machir. So you're right that now legabi kihuna, the Chazoke could tell me that she's okay. You write the legabi kuhuna, the chazaki could tell me that she's okay. But when I'm done clapping, love me, that the mother would not change. If it's mutar lavi bekol, also lavi bekol. Achili gabi, the mother is not. If the mother is not mutar lekehuna, so it doesn't make a difference to her. So clapping them, the chazaki can't be machria. As I zogt am kiveiger, as bismeir, and I'm saying the moshul is avada here. You have to decide that she married a kohen because there's five psulim in the city. But the teretz is the chazaki bichlal doesn't speak legabi kohen or not. But if she married this guy, he's a kohen. The same thing legabi psulim, the chazaki doesn't speak. The chazaki doesn't say mamzer or not mamzer. Chazaki doesn't speak if mamzer or not mamzer. No, the chazaki doesn't speak if mamzer or not mamzer. What? She says lekoshen nivalti klabi kihuna. What? No, the zelba zach dir. Lemaisa, I have to know with who she did it. Again, what? I spoke it. Who she did it? You know, if the moshe is exactly like the nimshel, then she can moshe. About it. But b'meile, that's the tale from the bismillah. Now, we'll take it to one more step. Comes out like this. So be'etzem, in our sugya, she's kosher lekehuna. And our sugya, she's kosher lekehuna. She has a chazoke, the mother has a chazoke, and the chazoke of the mother is machia that she's kosher lekehuna. Chazoke of the mother is machia that she's kosher lekehuna. Aber is another shaila of yuchsin, Firab Kibeiger, in the case that the mother doesn't have a chazoke, and lefide bismeir every time. So now, I want to take it to one more shaila. Rabban Gamliel by us holds, machshir bo, machshir bebito. Rabbi Yeshua holds machshir bo, loy machshir bebito. Loy machshir loy bo, loy bebito. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's not good. Comes out that we have two machlekesim. Rabban Gamliel believes the mother legabi kihuna, and also legabi yuchsin. Why he believes legabi kihuna b'tziruf chazoke? Why he believes legabi yuchsin? Zog the Magid Mishneh, chesofek mamzer es mutu min ha-teira, hem amru ve hem amru. Now when Rabbi Yeshua doesn't like Rabban Gamliel, so when he doesn't like him legabi kihuna, I understand. Chas kashra says that she's okay, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't like the chazokes. But legabi mamzer, when it's not chas kashra, we're not speaking legabi kihuna. Rabban Gamliel holds that the bori, hem amru ve hem amru, chazal believe. Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara says in the Kiddushin, is choyle. And what he holds? The Gemara says, "Boit ki moise kiman ki Rabban Gamliel." Lefi Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed. Why she's not believed? Another machleikas. Mechet eise. Mechet. The Mishnah doesn't say. What? A minute. This was the Rabbi Kiveiger that we mentioned. It. This was Rabbi Kiveiger said that it's written in the Mishnah. Harei ze becheska shenivalo lenosim velemamzer. Kiveiger said, why we say lenosim velemamzer? Zog Rabbi Kiveiger, we want to say alibed Rabbi Yeshua that the Vlad is a sofek nosim velemamzer. This was the Rabbi Kiveiger. This was beetsim the Rabbi Kiveiger. Very good. Where it says in Rabbi Yeshua that not only the kehuna is not machshir, even the psul yuchsin is not machshir, harei ze becheska shenivalo lenosim velemamzer. So even if the Mishnah is talking about medaberes, not on the Vlad, talking about the mother. So the Rabbi Kiveiger was busy. If the Mishnah is talking about the Vlad, so you're right. If the Mishnah is talking about the mother, this was Rabbi Kiveiger's kasha. But lad, you ready? You do the answer, but ain't a chanami. So it comes out that we have be'etzim two machleikasim. Two machleikasim. So, vinit vi, avade, is gishmak. If someone will go back to that first question we started in Shir, why Rashi is maimi the sugya legabi kihuna? Hari, it's nagea also to yuchsin. It's nagi also to yuchsin. And because Rashi says kihuna the whole time, people get mixed up that the whole sugya is kihuna, and they don't know the sugya is nagat and nosim v'mamza. And it's a sugya in kiddushin. And it's a sugya in kiddushin. The answer is, especially Rashi, that Aribetzim, the whole Ismail of Kiveg is in the same lotus of Rashi, the Achroi of the mother, Achroi and the kid. Rashi, the Shitoso, yes, learns Avade, but if I was speaking about Andere, I'm missing the whole point. I want to explain that the Chazoka of the mother is Machri and the daughter. And Ozma Nomo, the Chazoka of the mother is not Machri and the daughter. Chazoka of the mother is not Machri and the daughter. The Chazoka of the mother is not Machri and the daughter. Does it a shayla of the sugya? Now, as another shayla, ain't a chanami liga biyuchsin, and it's totally in the same machlekes. And avada, we have to understand. Reb Nachum was busy. I don't want to say the answer. Even Reb Nachum was trying to say a lot of teira here, so it comes out again two machlekes in Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Liga bikihuna, she has a cheskes kashrus, but the bori. Rabbi Gamliel says it's good. Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not good. Liga bipsule kol, if you begin mishnah, as hem amru vehem amru. Rabbi Gamliel holds from him, Amru, and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't know from him, Amru. Two machleikasim. Okay? There could be chaylik in two machleikasim. But has to be be'avone, it has to be be'avone, to understand what is the two machleikasim? What is the shaykh is the two machleikasim, one with each other? What is the shaykh is two machleikasim, one with each other? Nicht, dass er schwer, aber comes out, dann ist Tumach Legisim hier in der Suge. Tumach Legisim da in der Suge. Lass mich endlich in die Gemorre. Eis für Rablozo und Rabbi Yechano. Bei Medvor im Amurim bei Eidus Isho bei Gufo. Aber Eidus Isho bei Bito die Vrehako el Avlad Shtuki. Mai Lav Shtuki ve Posul לא שטוקי וקושר, ומעיק שטוקי וקושר, אין כדי שמול דומר שמול עשור הקריאנים רואים דין. ופירש איכומם ובועל, הבלת שטוקי. מהי שטוקי אילה? מי שמשעדקים מויסים מנכסי אור ויפשיטה. ומיידין נבון אמנו, אלא שמשעדקים מויסים מדין כאונה, נכסיב אויס אלוהים לזר האחר ובריסקוס אוילוס. מי שזר הוא מיוחס אחר, ויוצא זה שאין זר הוא מיוחס אחר. לא מזן דרשי. לא שטוקי וקושר, כי לא אמר שטוקי הוא במקצס, שאם כהן או הבויל והאובר יהיה זוכר ומשעדקים או יסמידים כהונה כדלקמון, אבל כושר הוא ליוחסין, שאם נקייבו היא תינוסה לכהונה, ואם זוכר הוא ביטוי ואלמנוסו יקשירו לכהונה. So the Rashash is oimed on this Rashi. This Rashi is a very shverer Rashi. The Gemara says you have a kid that is a shtuki vekosher. Meaning to say, Ligabi Yuchsin, he's in Gantz Beseda. The only thing is, Mashtiki Moisimidin Kiruno. Mashtiki Moisimidin Kiruno. Why Mashtiki Moisimidin Kiruno? Because Zadin Zari Miyuchasacho. And Zadin Zari Miyuchasacho. So Mashtiki Moisimidin Kiruno. So Rashi wants to find where could be the sechatim to have a kid that is kosher lekihuna, that is kosher lovi bekol, and is kosher leyuchsin, and is muter lekoyen, but there's only one halacha that is not good in. Mashtikim oisim midin kihuna. Dainu, he's not a cholol, he doesn't passel a lady, he's muter lovi bekol, he's muter to marry a koyen. The only thing is that he can't be eved avoda. And Rashi says a modern case. Look in Rashi. Dibur ha-maschil, lo shtuki ve-kosher. Kelo ima, shtuki hu be-mikza, shim koyen hoyo ha-boyel, ve-ha-ubor yi ezochor, mashtiki mo yisim idin ki hunu kede lekamon. Mashtiki mo yisim idin ki hunu kede lekamon. Aval kosher hu le-yuchsin, shim nekeivo yi tinoso le-kehuno, ve-im zochor hu bite ve-almanoso kshere le-kehuno. He's kosher leyuchsin. If it's a girl, she's allowed to marry a kohen. If he's a man, if he marries someone, she stays muter. The only thing is, mashtiki moisim edin kiuna. Frek the Rashash, why Rashi says the words, ve'ubor iye zocho. Why Rashi turned the ubor to become a zocho? Yosef, why Rashi turned this ubor to become a zocho? What? No, this is the next case, later. But why Rashi says that we're looking for a chetimtzah that is muter lovi bekol, Aber ohne Mashtikim Oise Midin Kehuna. Ima Uber Azei Yezocho. Why the same Uber Azei Yezocho? Not only that, the Rasha says, why it's so schwer? Look in Lashon HaGemore. Bamedvar Be'edus Isho Begufo, Aval Eidus Isho Bebito. We talk about a girl. So Rashi means a boy. Means the daughter of the boy. Frag the Rashash, Trumev, she could eat betrumah by her father. Bas Kohen eats betrumah. Her father is a Kohen, she could eat betrumah or not. Bas Kohen, he chalas betrumah. If the boy was a Asor Kohanim, Asor Kohanim, one lady standing, 10 Kohanim, the Pirash Echod, the Boal. And our little daughter was born, she could eat trumah or not. Her father is for sure a Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen, she could eat or not. Her father is a Kohen. She's not Yoitze. She's not Yoitze. She's 1 year old. She wants to eat Teruma. Her father is a Kohen. So what? But he's a Bas Kohen that lost her father can't eat Teruma. Yalla Ladas. What's the Shaykhs? Are this is what Rashi says? So what are you answering me? That she can't eat because. Very good. So this is what Rashi had to say. It's a daughter. She's allowed to marry a Kohen and she can't eat the truma. Very good. Frag the Rashash, why to say that he's a boy and he's muta lovi bekol, but he can't eat truma? Say he's a girl and she's muta lovi bekol and she can't eat truma because she's not Yuchas Achov. What? Must be a Chiddush and Benna. We're looking for it. That's real. That's what we're looking for. Aber sag der Rashash that Rashi would never do such a mistake like you. For a bigger Chiddush to write than a boy? Ari, it says Bito. Sag der Rashash. I was Magdim. Sag der Rashash. I'm not asking why Rashi is not writing a bigger. Rashi knows that it's a bigger Chiddush. Rashi is saying, but Rashi changed the Gemara. The Ainu is no way to understand it. To understand a Rashash. Two words. Rashash is not like a Kasha. Stop. Find of Kiminas. Aber steht Bito. Steht in Rashi, there is no way. And what Bito means the daughter. Frag der Rashash, speak about that. Of Kiminas, he can't eat betrume. So what do you want to say? He could eat betrume. So why the boy can't eat betrume? Why not? The Marshal, the Ritvo is Cholik on the bottom Rashi, and he says the kid for sure could eat betruma. He's Einu Miyuches Arov. He can't even avoid it. Zog the Ritvo, but he could eat betruma. I mean, but Rashi says that the kid can't eat betruma. So say that the daughter can't eat betruma. So here's a very nice tere. The Shaila is if Pinchos ben Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen before he became a Kohen, if he ate betruma because his father was a Kohen or not. There's a whole theorem, as Hashem, we'll see it tomorrow, and then we'll start all those.